With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Iran is reacting to President Trump's hint at intervention in support of that country's economic protesters.
Ali Larijani, who's the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, responded on social platform X, saying Trump should know that intervention by the U.S. in the domestic problem corresponds to chaos in the entire region and the destruction of the U.S. interests. And he accuses the U.S. and Israel of stoking the demonstrations. And Larijani says the people of the U.S. should know that Trump began the adventurism. They should take care of their own soldiers. I'm Donna Warder.
Federal authorities say they disrupted a New Year's Eve attack plot in North Carolina, arresting an 18-year-old who allegedly pledged loyalty to the Islamic State group. FBI Special Agent James Barnicle says they found evidence linking him to the planning of the attack.
The FBI's evidence response team conducted a search, an authorized search, at his home and on his cellular phone. What we found was a manifesto, which the federal complaint alleges contained detailed plans to execute a massacre on New Year's Eve.
The man is charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. Investigators say they believe sparkling candles atop champagne bottles ignited that fatal fire at a Swiss ski resort on New Year's Eve. Those sparklers came too close to the ceiling of the crowded bar. 40 people were killed, another 119 injured in the blaze. The Dow and S&P 500 both posted gains in Wall Street trading, while the Nasdaq was down a fraction. At the closing bell, the Dow Industrials finished 319 points higher. This is SRN News. It's time again for New Year's resolutions.
According to a YouGov poll, only about one-third of Americans are resolving to make some change in their life or achieve something specific in 2026. And amongst those people, 15% say they have resolved to spend more time in prayer. Another 15% say they also want to spend more time enhancing their family relationships. The poll reveals Republican voters are more likely to be resolving to pray in the new year than are Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court says the Trump administration can continue to withhold Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood while legal challenges continue. President Trump and Congress cut Medicaid reimbursement for America's largest abortion business and some other abortion providers back in July, and that sparked multiple lawsuits. In two cases, a federal judge issued preliminary orders siding with Planned Parenthood, but an appeals court has overturned one of them. This is SRN News. The Indiana Hoosiers' successful football season continues to roll along.
The school, better known for its basketball, has now emerged as a force in Big Ten football, traditionally dominated by rivals like Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State. The team was eliminated last year in the first round of the college football playoffs after a turnaround season. Yesterday, they notched a rout of the Crimson Tide, defeating Alabama with a convincing 38-3 victory, moving a step closer toward a national championship bid. They'll play Oregon in one of next week's semifinal games. In the other two Cinderella stories, Miami upset the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes to earn their berth, and last night Ole Miss upset Georgia to set up a matchup against the Hurricanes. George Williams reporting.
Former jockey Diane Crump has died of brain cancer. In 1969, she became the first woman to ride professionally in a horse race, and a year later became the first female jockey in the Kentucky Derby. Diane Crump was 77. More details at srnnews.com.